off-season X's and O's. What do you got? Two players offensively, you said.
All right, I've been talking.
Big factors.
I've been digging around a little bit.
Oh, a little talking digging. Some oh, of these, okay. Hearing things.
These new little things, these little wrinkles that have been added, or maybe the way the offense is changing.
Yeah.
Does not have obviously have anything to do with the quarterback. I think the linemen are actually excited about it from the zone blocking scheme, which means, you know, okay, here, you know, everything was so deliberate when things were called in the pass. If I'm pulling them in a two-hole, now it's like as soon as the guy crosses your face, you got him. Boom. Now you're on to the next one. And then it's up to your two really good backs in Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson to get downhill, find a lane, and get through it, which I think they're really good at.
Oh.
So I think it gives them more running opportunities. I think when you're a lineman, you know what you want? You want 130, 150 yards a game running the ball. That makes us look good. That means we grade out well as players. They don't want to go drop back every play. They want to sit and hit people. You know, instead of, oh, we got to tag and get up to this guy. What's it called? Rita, we going Louie? Tom, what are we changing? And Brady would change the thing.
Wait, so they're going to give some freedom and flexibility to the running backs?
Freedom and blocking in space, that's what stretch runs are. That's the old way the Shanahans would run that. And Bill's very tight with the Shanahans, as we all know.
But Bill's never been one of those guys.
Never been one of those guys. But if it works and you've got the type of personnel to make that work, Bill now has two backs. We saw both backs, Harris and Stevenson, have the ability to get outside and turn a corner. But have some speed and some breakaway speed.
Well, so a big thing with the Patriots under Bill Belichick offensively, and this goes with McDaniels or Bill O'Brien or whoever it's been.
Yeah.
They are very much against opening themselves up to possibilities of losing yards in the running game.
Correct.
It's just one of those things that they do not allow for.
They would teach it too, and I know Ivan, and I know this is the way Ivan taught it for so many years because I had Ivan too. If there's nobody there, you freaking better not get tackled for a loss. If that guy's standing there and that's our guy, you bury your ass, you bury your head right in his back, and you better find a way to get 2 inches because we don't take losses for yards.
So Ivan Fier's just retired.
Yep.
So there's that.
So there's that little bit
so
of a change.
So there's a little bit of a change
this
there.
This has nothing to do with the X Factor. I'm just talking about what I've heard in the running game.
But it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, sort of. But this is what they're excited about from the running standpoint. Everybody's like, oh, simplified, dumbing it. That's not dumbing it down. It's changing what you do with what you have. And my two biggest X factors, I think, going into this, we just talked about one. One's Jonnu Smith. He can't have the type of year he had last year. He's got to be better this year, or else he's going to get crushed.
But it feels like what you're telling us is they're opening themselves up to being more explosive offensively with their strength, which is going to be running the ball, which was their strength last season.
And I think Hunter Henry did a good job adapting to the new offense when he got in here, and you could tell that he sort of started to flourish with Mac. Like, he developed that nice rapport, became that go-to guy, and started really catching on once the midpoint of the year hit. I'm talking about from a terminology standpoint, guys that pick it up, guys that don't. Bourne did that too. And I think who this is going to help, I think Jonnu Smith is one of those guys that thinks too much. Like, you know, when I go on a route, this is what I got to be. I'm running a drag route. I fight the ball. I see it. I fight it. Instead of just play loose, okay, this is the one thing I do on this play. And it affects one more guy, and it's number 15 on the outside. It's Aguilar. Aguilar is my second X factor. I think a lot of the streamlining has to do with him too, because he ain't going anywhere. That's a tough cut. That's a tough trade. He's actually a good vet. He's a good vet. He's been around the league. He's played against a lot of these guys. He knows certain corners. So don't have him get rerouted, get upfield, and think, oh, God, is this cover four? Is this cover two? Am I supposed to go middle? No. You tell him you're running the post here. I line up outside. I run out. I got post. Now I got confidence in my route. Quarterback knows I'm running the post. Now I'm going to run a comeback on this next one. I'm going to only run a comeback. It's not going to be in this middle island where, ooh, is it a conversion? Is it a not? Do I keep it? Do I convert it? I think he got caught in a lot of that stuff last year. And it didn't allow him to be the guy. He was supposed to be the deep threat. Like, you started to see it, like, against the Chargers. Ooh, so he can get to the middle, cross, and go and find field to where Mac Jones can lay it out like he did on that one nice deep throw. Other than that, there's not many memorable throws to Aguilar. He's got to be better. Smith and Aguilar got to be better for your offense to sort of take that next step if you're going to score 25 points or more. If those guys don't respond, you ain't scoring 25. They need production from them, because I think when you're able to do that, now open stuff for everybody else. Devontae Parker should help him being on the field, because Parker's a 6'4", 6'5 guy out there that he can produce. He can catch the ball. He catches the ball in traffic. That'll get Bourne more reps on the outside. He'll be running the digs, the slants, the end cuts. They can sprinkle Myers in. We'll see what this we'll see what your guy can do. You know, Nixon.
Trey Nixon.
Yeah. See what your guy Nixon can do. Can you be a 4 or 5? You know, sprinkle that in with Thornton. See if he's got some speed.
Camp begins two weeks from tomorrow.